Hey everybody, it's your man Headcrack, and this is the Dish Nation Podcast or Audio Boom. It's all the funny stuff for the TV show, but exclusively for your listening pleasure. Right here, we got the ATL team in the building. Clap it up one time. Yeah.
Hey y'all, it's Portia Williams, and we slay all day.
Hey, what up? This your boy, Ricky Smiley, man. Hey, welcome to Dish Nation, and we got jokes. That's right, S-E-K-O-J, spelled backwards.
Yo, yo, what up? It's your girl, the B-R-A-T-U-D.
And you got Gary with the tea here, baby, where everything is hot in my teapot.
Now that's it for ATL. Now over to LA. What up?
Thank you, Headcrack. I'm Frank Kramer representing the left coast.
What's up, guys? It's Heidi Hamilton, and welcome to the Dish Nation party.
Now that's our team. Now on to what you've already been waiting for. What you really want. Your show. Here you go.
The weekend is near, thank the Lord. So sit back and sip on this celebrity teach. Later, have Brad Pitt and Jennifer Aniston found new lovers? Oh. We investigate the latest rumors. Plus, Kanye is apologizing and we'll tell you what for. But Headcrack, what's up?
Well, first out the gate, the king, LeBron James, he's pretty much universally loved by everyone as one of the greatest athletes of all time.
True.
Not the hustle, but in his HBO show, The Shop, LeBron comes clean on how he felt interacting with white people for the first time at his all-white Catholic school. Take a look.
I went to an all-white high school, Catholic high school. So, like, when I first went to the ninth grade in the high school, I was on some, like, I'm not f***ing with white people.
Right.
Like, because my whole, I was so institutionalized growing up in the hood, it's like, they don't f*** with us. They don't want us to succeed. The hierarchy, and then we're here. Like, matter of fact, we're underneath this chair. It took me a little while to kind of adjust to it. It's hard to balance because I'm a kid that plays this game at such a high level. You're in your mind like, are they happy that I'm here because of who I am?
Right.
Or because of my conversation that I can have with them. First time I ever found out about a pantry is when I went to high school.
Wow.
Bread.
Right.
Cereal.
Right.
Chips.
Donuts.
Donuts, yep. All that on the top of the refrigerator. When I got to high school, it was the first time I knew about a pantry.
Have you ever had any white friends of yours teach y'all anything that y'all wasn't up on?
Yeah, my best friend is white. She teach me everything.
Yeah, I went to a predominantly white high school. I didn't know anything about oral sex until I was in school. I mean, we didn't know about that until my classmates.
Who taught you? Cool off, Gary. Well, Brad Pitt better keep his hands and his eyes to himself because Margot Robbie's husband, Tom Arkley, is not having it.
Why?
That's right, he's watching them. Rumors have been circulating that Brad might be crushing on his beautiful co-star, Margot. So her husband, Tom, took it upon himself, allegedly, to pop up on set, honey, and make sure that his wife stays his wife and doesn't turn into Brad's girlfriend. Now, Brad knows that Margot is off limits, but he's just super impressed with her talent, and he would never make a move on her. If y'all look at Brad Pitt on set, he looks like he has never looked before. Look at him. He looks young and fresh and ready to steal Margot.
Well, I hope this goes down. I mean, I never wish bad on anybody's
marriage.
Don't
do that.
I'm just saying, come on, like Brad Pitt, he deserves the best. He just got out of a bad relationship.
But ain't not going down, because this man is on set, honey. He got his eyes right there. Whatever kind of scene y'all doing, he right there in the corner.
I will have my ass on set, too, because Brad Pitt has a record getting women on set.
That's right.
Okay.
They having to crop Tom out of scenes.
All right.
Can you please move the husband out of shot, please? He's in the sex scene.
Well, is Brad Pitt's ex, newly single Jennifer Aniston, ready to join the Swirl Nation? And become more than friends with her boxing coach, y'all?
Uh-oh.
Well, reports have surfaced that Jennifer and her trainer, Leon Azubike, damn, is he African?
He about to tear it up.
Okay,
that's his name.
Well, Leon may be getting in some after-hours training sessions with her together. Jennifer's recently gushed about how much of a great trainer he is in a magazine interview. And Leon even posted this picture with him holding up a recent magazine cover with Jennifer on it. And the caption reads, y'all ready for this?
Yeah. I'm ready.
This right here, This is very, very special to me, being that it comes from one of the most amazing human beings I've ever had the pleasure to have in my life. Pleasure. So to the hardest working, beautiful, vigorous, most extraordinary person, way to absolutely crush this. I'm proud of you, Jen.
She needs to just leave that alone, honey, because she want to keep her credit right, honey, and just let
But she needs to do the opposite of whatever she's been doing because it's not working.
That's right. True. That's true.
Like, you had Brad Pitt, you had Justin Theroux. Like, you should try something a little different.
You know, I'm broke Joe.
I don't like this.
Have you ever thought about dating y'all trainers?
I don't like this.
No, I think no matter how hot the trainer is, let the trainer be the trainer. Because the very day you come in there, what if you doing some exercise and you might poop?
Girl.
Or you don't look too cute one day. It's just too much.
Mm-mm, girl, the trainers always end up getting crushes on you.
Yeah, they do.
Work out with them. Mm-hmm. And it's because when you're working out, you make them damn sex noises.
Yes.
Because you're straining. Like, you be like... It'd be like, and then you realize, and then once the trainer do tell you he got a crush on you, then you'd be like, try not to even make no noise.
And always got you doing the machine that open your legs like this. Okay, but what muscle is this working, sir?
Are you laying on your back with your legs up in the air?
I didn't know that this was a part of it. Like, okay.
Well, it seems like Kanye West is on a tour again, but not the kind you think. He's on an apology tour, and his first stop was in our hometown of Chicago. Y'all remember when Kanye, months ago, made the remark that slavery was a choice?
Yeah.
After dealing with months of backlash, Kanye finally decided to sit down with Kendra G on Hot 107.5 WGCI, and this is what he had to say. Take a look.
I'm sorry for the 1-2 effect of the MAGA hat into the slave comment.
Your voice is so powerful that you have the ability to make true changes that could affect the African-American community.
Kamala.
I'm so sorry. I didn't mean to cry. I swear I didn't mean to cry.
Serious question, though. We've known Kanye to say a lot of things. Do y'all think he's, like, sincerely remorseful and that...
You could tell, like, the look on his face that, like, he feels, you know, something. Like, you know, because, like, I mean, he's never gotten as much backlash for anything as he's gotten for this.
I feel like now his apology is super sincere. If y'all saw his interview with Charlamagne, you could really see where his mindset was.
It was not that serious. So everybody was hollering about it. He was going through a mental breakdown or whatever. So if he was going through a mental breakdown, then... That means he was forgiven because he was going through a mental breakdown.
At that time,
At the time. And like with, what's her name?
Kendra G.
And Kendra G, she was going through something. Because, I mean, crying and carrying on like Kanye was gone.
There's a lot of women who really passionately feel a certain way about Kanye West, especially after his statements.
We sitting right next to Chicago hometown hero. Brad ain't cried and ain't did nothing yet. So, Brad, what's the problem?
It ain't to cry about.
So we can invite him to the barbecue, but he'll get the burnt Frank. And we may accept this apology, but he still has an apology for them little-ass sandals he wore at 2 Chainz' wedding.
Well, Kanye's friend Teyana Taylor, the petunia herself, just keeps getting hotter and hotter. She's slaying and showing off her sexy body in the new Agent Provocateur fall-winter line for 2018 commercial. Check it out.
I want to kiss you all over.
Head crack.
Yo. Lord have mercy. Damn, you was trans down.
That's awesome.
So what do y'all think about the actual lingerie itself?
Is that what they're selling?
The lingerie is Agent Provocateur. I'm always passing by the store, honey, in the mall. I mean, the sad thing about it is none of the girls here could wear it, but...
I got Agent Provocateur up my butt right now, okay?
So, Portia, I mean, now the part when she was swinging, I know you missed those swing days, but it was still, I mean, you know, it's still...
What swinging days?
When you were able to swing from the pole, girl.
And I ain't
surfing
no damn pole.
All right, so up next, Andrew Foy has the red carpet to give us the dish on Fox's fall television lineup. All this and more after the break. And promotional consideration by...
Attention women, the Assure birth control implant is being removed from the market. If you had Assure implanted and experienced any complications, you may be entitled to compensation. Call 1-800-LAW-HELP now.
Dish Nation. Dish Nation.
Welcome back to Dish Nation. Now, the new fall TV season is almost here, so we sent our homie Andrew Freund to the TCA red carpet to dish with all the Fox stars about the new season of shows and find out how their summers went. Check it out.
All right, in three words, how would you describe your new show? Only in three words. I'll start with you.
I don't remember. How's that?
A riot.
Is that usable?
Sure. You and I got the memo. We dressed for the occasion.
You definitely dressed for the occasion.
Look at you.
Oh, man, this is, you know, I'll put this on from time to time so they don't check me at the door.
The Masked Singer. Now, I was fortunate enough to go on set of the show.
Yes, you
I'm
did.
Still kind of mystified by this show.
And that's what it's supposed to do. It's a mystery show. You know what I mean? It's not a whodunit, it's a whosungit. So the fact that they don't want to put out too much information about it just to let you know how good it really is, because there's so many great secrets and big reveals in this show that, you know, once people start to see it and they catch word, it's going to be really fun.
This is not coming from Andrew. This is from Gary and Portia.
Uh-oh.
They want to know, apparently they read that you do not believe in monogamy.
It's not that I don't believe in it. I believe it's actually a powerful thing. I don't think it's natural.
So you want to take Portia out on a date is what you're saying?
Absolutely. And Gary can drive. He could be the chauffeur.
Gary's gonna love that.
The chaperone Gary, me and Portia on a date, prom style.
Done. What's been the highlight of your summer so far?
I think getting dragged around on stage by Britney Spears was up there.
Okay, now let's just talk about this first, because I know you've been talking about, but she did know who you were.
I
feel like she just kind of goes on autopilot when she's there, and she's like, because she was like, you all know this guy, right? She said.
Well, because it was clear that the audience did know who I was. So then it was clear to Britney that they know. She said, Liz, trust me, I've thought about this. I've looked at this footage like the freaking Zapruder film. So she said, I think you know who this is. Give it up for him.
What has been the best part of your summer?
That it's almost over. It's too hot. I don't want to do bikini pictures. And I just am ready for the fall. I like to decorate. I need a holiday to, like, show up, and I'm done with the summer.
All right, let's talk about, like...
But I like this jacket.
It's very...
summery.
We kind of... We match.
Right?
Right?
I have, like, the... Like, yeah.
Yeah. Uh-huh.
Yeah. Cool.
What has been the best part of your summer?
Best part of my summer? It's just been... Oh, it's been warm, it's been lovely, it's been filled with friends and raising a glass here and there and wonderful 4th of July and that sort of...
Being in Paris with me?
With you, of course. I was getting there. That was the highlight. We always have Paris.
We will always have Paris, Angela Bassett, yes. Okay, it's the summertime, and I have a few summer questions.
Yes. All right, we're here.
Tim, what are your thoughts on men wearing Speedos?
Don't do it. Wear them under your Hawaiian baggies, but don't wear them unless you're in Florence.
Okay, all right.
That's such a choice. Like, if you're not on a swim team, I think it's weird.
Thank you.
I'm just saying, because it's like, it's a lot of information that I don't want to see.
Even the swim team, damn, it's hard to watch. You got to be in first or third place. You can't, after third place, take them off, put some long pants. You ain't winning no way, man.
Should I go swimming in this suit like
man.
This?
No, Speedo, especially go to Europe. Man, it's like little snugglies, man. And it's like, dude, stop.
You know, being the gayest man ever, fell out of the womb and landed in my mother's high heels. Even I don't like Speedos.
I don't know. It's too much information.
With my 75th birthday coming up in 2 weeks, I would have to say that me and a Speedo comes under the heading of weapons of mass destruction.
Still singing.
Woo! I think I could do hard time for even putting them on privately, even privately in my room with no mirror. I could do hard time.
Up next, find out why Halle Berry is trolling Prince Harry after the break. Dish Nation. We already know you love Dish Nation, so check out our podcast partners. Laughs Uncut brings you America's funniest stand-up comedians. Top 30 breaks down today's top 30 stories in 30 fast-paced minutes. And Divorce Court takes you into real-life courtroom battles to experience relationship drama firsthand. Find, listen, and subscribe. Now back to the show. Dish
Nation. Welcome back to Dish Nation!
Hey!
Yes, it's the time for Gary's Royal Report! Yes, honey, and I'm here, honey, with some jungle fever tea. Let me sip.
What that tastes like?
Yes, ooh, it tastes like licorice and cream, honey. Yeah. Now, Miss Meghan Markle, honey, isn't the only, honey, chocolate drop Prince Harry has fantasized about. No, honey, let me tell you, honey. Now, they're saying that there's a photo of Prince Harry lounging in his dorm, honey, room during his college days was just released, and a big-ass poster of Halle Berry was in the background.
Uh-huh.
Ew. So that's always been his time.
Exactly. He's always like a mixed girl. Ew. I ain't gonna
tell you, everybody loved Halle Berry at some point, no matter who you were.
Everybody loved Halle Berry, but everybody wasn't a white prince that grew up to make a black bride.
The photo, honey, has become so popular on social media, even Halle Berry, honey, had to join the troll patrol.
Oh, what she
now,
said?
She tweeted, quote, listen what she tweeted, John.
Huh.
Okay, hashtag Prince Harry, I see you, hashtag Halle Berry poster, you little sucker, and Missy Elliott.
You added the sucker.
Now, y'all, do y'all think, honey, now, do you think these guys in the royal family always knew that Harry was going to marry a Negro? I mean, a black
what?
Woman.
I mean, you can kind of tell, like, when somebody has a particular taste in things. Like, I mean, they probably knew he moved different than everybody else. Because he was the one that was always out partying all the time and hanging out. Like, he would go to all the cool black
stuff
when he would come
over here.
That's right.
Harry the one with that hot sauce in his bag swag.
Yeah.
And look how he posed up in that chair, honey, just like a black man.
Yeah. He's sitting back looking like Obama. And it all. Now, you know, back in the day, we used to have a poster of your crush on the wall. You used to kiss it. Y'all think he used to kiss Halle Berry's picture?
Oh,
yes.
Of course he did.
Of course he did.
He probably did some other things to that poster, too.
Mm-hmm. He probably had Lisa Bonet on that wall. Sally Richardson on that wall from Shame.
Probably Janet Jackson when she was on... Just Janet Jackson.
Anything.
Any year.
He probably had Penny on the wall.
All right, so y'all know what time it is?
It's deal time!
Yeah, y'all. It's great knowing that you got the freedom you want, knowing you're connected to help whenever you need it. There's two-pack V-Alert personal alert buttons offer all that and more. The V-Alert is a wearable help button that can be carried discreetly in a pocket or a bag, worn on the wrist, or around the neck as a pendant. And at the press of a button, you can trigger your cell phone to call help and send your GPS location.
It sounds like a great investment, Headcrack. How much this thing costs?
I'm glad you're sitting down for this, Gary. Typically, a two-pack of V-Alert personal alert buttons would go for as much as $80. But for the Dish Nation viewers, it's only
$29. Oh,
$29. Yeah, safety security in the palm of your hand on the side of your wrist, man. Just go to morningsave.com and tell them Dish Nation sent you.
Up next, Gwyneth Paltrow has some fun with the magic stick. We'll tell you more after the break.
Dish Nation. Dish Nation.
Welcome back to Dish Nation, everybody.
Yo.
Welcome.
Yes.
This sexy actress is all about her vitamin D, honey. A photo was posted on Instagram of Gwyneth Paltrow hanging by the pool, just smiling and enjoying life. And the picture got turned into a meme. And guess what the caption read?
What?
Me at happy hour pretending to listen to my friend, but really thinking about...
What?
Wow.
Oh, my God.
Well, the meme quickly made its way back to the actress, who had no problem joining in by commenting, ain't that the damn truth? Hey! But, y'all, she might be thinking of that hot boyfriend she has. You know, she has a fiance now. Mr. Falchuk.
Brad Falchuk.
Yes, honey. He must be putting it down for her to be on vacation still thinking about him. But I'm surprised. You know, I never really got, like a vibe of her personality. But for her to, like, get in there and talk about something kinky like this,
She shows flashes of normal humanness.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. Can y'all think of a meme title right now for me and what I may be thinking about?
I would say the exact same meme and just end whatever it is with
when your date said he'll be right back, and it's been 4 days. Show is over, but don't forget to head over to morningsave.com to take advantage of today's great deal. Thanks for checking out Dish Nation on Audio Boom. Make sure you listen to any episodes you may have missed. They're right down below, or maybe they're over there. Just scroll up. Look, you'll find it. If you like what you heard, share it with your friends. Even share it with your enemies. Either way, share it.